This was an issue which we covered widely on the show a couple of weeks ago, and there were a lot of people affected. And in fact, one man was telling us that he was forced to sleep in Dublin Airport four times in 4 months because of the no-show of the Dublin Airport bus service from Dublin Airport to Donegal. Anne's on line two. Two issues to mention, and one is to do with that Dublin Airport bus service to Donegal. You were taking that service on Sunday, is that right?
Hello, Niall.
Good morning to you.
I was taking it on last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday, June. Okay. Yeah.
Taking it to Donegal Town. And the driver came out of the bus and told us that everybody who had online tickets and who had return tickets to come forward, he had just 30 seats left. And everybody else. Now, myself and my husband are of the golden years, and we never heard anything about that before. So we didn't have online, we just had our bus passes. Thankfully, we got on, we were okay, and we got home. But another incident yesterday, which annoyed me a little bit more,
yeah,
was I had to travel to Derry from Donegal Town on a little bit of business. My husband and I were taking the 10 to 1 Galway to Derry Express. I was told at the bus stop that the bus before it, I think, was maybe around 10 o'clock or 10 after 10. It didn't appear at all. There was a lady travelling on this bus that had a hospital appointment in Letterkenny. The bus was very late. Again, he looked for online tickets. Myself and my husband had spent most of Sunday trying to do the online.
Yeah.
And couldn't do it. Now, I know we're older, but my son also was helping and it couldn't be done. The bus driver informed me yesterday that was probably because it was booked out. But anyway, we did get on the bus to Derry very late. The lady who had the appointment in Letterkenny, there was no chance she was going to get there. We arrived in Derry at about, I think it was about 3:05. Now, the business we had to do was short. We knew where we were going. It wasn't going to take long. So we were going to return on the 3:30.
Yeah.
So I didn't think we would make it. So I said it to the bus driver. I said, your next bus going back? He said, I don't think there is another one. He said, I'll be returning at 3:30. He says, I don't think there's any more today. I said, you are joking. So we actually did make the 3:30, but I don't know what happened to anybody else who was trying to get to Donegal Town yesterday, even from Derry.
Yeah. So unless you were being told that unless you have a non-line ticket,
yes,
booked, you can't get on the bus. You can't just pay there and then and get on the bus.
You can pay, but if they haven't got the seats, you won't. They'll not take you, obviously, because they'll take everybody else. So if you're in a queue and you come up with pay for your ticket, the people who have booked online first will be taken first.
Yeah. Did the bus look full? I don't know, they have various stops to make, Anne, but did the bus look full to you there and back?
Well, in fairness, the bus driver yesterday, he was counting the seats. He was, you know, yeah. But at the same time, it's personally speaking, it's where the bus pass is concerned. I mean, I don't know how older people are supposed to know until you actually, like us, find out when you could be left stranded, that you can't, you're not supposed, I don't know, I don't really know how they work it, because I can't see them able to refuse us either. But you're supposed to go online. It costs €2 each way to book your bus pass online. But I felt, to be honest with you, on Wednesday, after coming in from England, I was looking forward to getting home. I felt quite inferior just because I had a bus pass and I didn't know that I should have to go online. And I was a bit annoyed about that.
Well, you shouldn't. You should never feel like that. But that's the way you were made feel.
Yeah. But I just think that Bus Air need to do something seriously, quite quickly, because it's summertime. The buses are very busy. There's a lot of tourists. And plus just the ordinary people who are using the buses, and remember the price of diesel and petrol, they're going to be used more. So I think they need to pull their socks up, get their finger out and go and do something. Get on with it. Because this carry on, I know the bus drivers, it's not their fault. They're doing what they've been told to do.
Yeah.
And it's the boys sitting back in the offices as usual in the suits that are directing the shots.
All right. And did you get just to repeat, when you were coming from the airport, you got back to Donegal on that airport bus eventually. Okay. But a similar situation, you were expected to have booked online before you got on. Okay.
Yes. Now, the reason I said when I explained yesterday to the bus driver, you know, we have tried yesterday to book online and we just couldn't get doing it. And he said, that's probably because it was booked out. I said, okay. I'm still on today now, and like there were seats on the bus, so I don't know where that was coming from. It's just, I think it's a mess.